Welcome back, Jack and Pavel, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Want to spend just a couple of minutes talking about Lyme disease. A lot of people do not understand that and do not know how it spreads. They do not know about the ticks that harbor Lyme disease, and there is new research from Michigan State University Assistant Professor of Fisheries and Wildlife, Jean Tsao. Hello, Jean. How are you?
Good. Hi, Jack. Thanks for having me.
Well, I want to talk to you a little bit about this because I think there is a lot of confusion and maybe a lot of mystery about Lyme disease and what happens and how it affects us.
You're correct.
What can you tell us? What do you know?
Well, first of all, given your lead-in, I just wanted to let people know that in Michigan, we do have the one species of tick in the East that transmits Lyme disease. So first of all, not all ticks transmit Lyme disease bacterium. The one tick is the black-legged tick, or the deer tick, as it's better known.
Okay.
And it's a critter that it's not an insect. It's more like a spider. And when it bites you, it actually it hangs on you for several days. So it's not like a mosquito flies off. And its mouth parts are burrowed in you for a few days. And during that time, that's when, if it's infected, it will transmit the pathogen to you.
And you see the size of it.
It's tiny.
It is very tiny.
Yes.
Is it something you would feel when you were bitten? Is it something that you would maybe not even notice?
And for the most part, you don't notice because these ticks, in their saliva, they have these molecules that help suppress your itch response. So you usually don't know until the tick has swelled up for 1 or 2 days that there's this little bump that's on you. And sometimes people don't even notice at all. And that's why in many places people don't even recall having a tick bite and then after it's having the symptoms that then are correlated with Lyme disease.
Jean, are there certain people that are more susceptible to this? Is it after you've worked out, and where do they like to bite?
Well, generally, I mean, these ticks are out in the woods here in Michigan. That's for sure. They're in the woods, and I would say constrain that. Here in Lower Michigan, they are in the woods, but mostly along Lake Michigan and mostly in the Southwest. So you actually have to go into the woods. Whereas in the Northeast, they're often around your house because people live in the woods and there's so many ticks there. So when you go out, if you go on the leaf litter, hiking or such, and contact the leaf litter, you might get in contact with these ticks. And they generally, they will climb on you and usually go to a warm, you know, kind of dark spot. Mm. But those are really the places that you won't see them. If they were sucking on your thigh, generally, you would see that, you know. But back of your ankle, back of your knee, your armpit, those are harder to see.
Mm-hmm. And then they use you as a hotel.
That's right.
And you say that they will stick around for a while.
They will. And so I would say that the stage, the nymph, it's like the teenager stage, that's the stage that causes most of the Lyme disease. And it will stick it'll stick around probably 4 to 6 days.
Okay.
So hopefully if you know you're in the woods at the right time of the year when the ticks are out, if you check every day, you should be able to find them. But not everyone does.
Now, you're going to be leading this study. This is a 4-year study.
Yes.
Funded to the tune of $2.5 million, right?
Yes.
And we hope to find what?
Well, what we hope to find is the ecological reasons for why there is the Lyme disease bacterium in some of the places where the tick exists, but not others. Because if we can understand why the pathogen isn't everywhere that the tick is, we might be able to inform the public better. We might be able to, for the risk of Lyme disease, and we also might be able to help public health agencies better target their management interventions.
What are the symptoms of these bites?
For the most part, you will get flu-like symptoms, so fever, achiness, and generally those will happen when the nymphal tick is around. So that is usually late spring, early summer, into midsummer. And then for about 80 to 90% of people, you'll get the telltale bullseye rash, which is what Lyme disease is known for.
Okay. Can you describe that to us?
Yes. Well, it's an expanding red circular rash with a clearing in the middle, white clearing. And it has to be larger than 5 centimeters to qualify as being a bullseye rash for Lyme disease.
Fascinating. And I imagine we're going to get a lot more information on this. If someone suspects that they may have been bitten, if they think that they are starting to come down with these symptoms, just report to their doctor?
Yes. And I would say one of the most important things to do, if possible, is to keep the tick. So we already said that sometimes people don't know they've gotten bitten by a tick. But the tick is actually one of the best ways to diagnose whether or not it's Lyme disease.
Hang on to it. That's right.
Yeah, because if it's the dog tick, that's not going to be a Lyme disease vector.
Hey, Jean, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
We'll be back with more Ebling and You.